I'm sure you won't mind if I say this is a sad, angry, frustrated, unhappy book, isn't it? You're hating it this time round, aren't you?
A lot of the time, yeah. By the end, in fact, I was surprised when I was transcribing my diaries to discover how, for how long I'd in a sense been trying to get out. Partly because of pressures at home. Fiona, my other half, had never wanted me to do the job in the first place, and although she was very supportive in terms of making sure everything at home was on track, it was difficult to spend all day arguing either with the politicians or, more obviously, with the media and trying to communicate what we were doing and then going home and, frankly, having the same arguments again.
Well, there's a wonderful line in the Index saying Miller Fiona wants AC to quit, pages 31, 36, 38, 155, 497, 513, 576, 649.
Libby, that is proper research. Read the Index.
At the end of her tether, 146, angry with Alistair Campbell, 621, thinks he's author of his own problems, 628. I didn't just read the Index, but I thought that kind of summed it up.
It did. And of course, you've got the other thing, you've got the sort of momentous of the events, as you say, it starts at 9/11 and it ends with the Hutton inquiry, which was, you know, they were momentous events and it was all-consuming. You've got the situation of Tony really not being sure about how long he can go on. You've got the whole thing with him and Gordon at times not being great. And you've got all the fact that as we've got, you know, as you go longer in government, and I'm sure David Cameron will find this as he finishes, hopefully, his only term as Prime Minister, that the longer it goes on, frankly, the harder it gets, for obvious reasons, because you do things that as Tony said recently, that, you know, you start out at your most popular and least able and end as your most able but least popular. And I think there's a lot in that in government.
Do you think, I mean, obviously any diarist who is a contemporaneous diarist, and you did really write these every night, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, astonishingly, you did write it every day, gives away a lot of themselves. And I felt reading through it and reading through some of the other ones too, that the famous driven Roy Keane alpha male Campbell temperament was at times actually working against you. There's a marvellous point where you say Gordon Brown winds you up till you get really furious and then he calms down and he feels empowered and you feel lousy. And I keep thinking, wouldn't it have been better if you tried not to get so furious?
Yeah, but you can't necessarily... I mean, I don't think I was angry all the time. You've got to remember about a diary, particularly with somebody like me who is sort of tends to the depressive side of life, that it's probably blacker and more negative than it was at the time. Because at the end of the day, tired, usually sometime after midnight, I'm writing it down, and it's probably, oh, here we go again, another kind of emotional dump. And it felt... So it probably reads blacker than it was. There were some fantastic times, really amazing moments and things that I'll never forget, and I'm really glad that I did it. But a lot of the time, particularly during this period, it was incredibly hard, really frustrating. And, yeah, I can see why you would take that out of it. I do accept that.